Did you lose your years to the pandemic? Welcome back to After Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
In today's episode, we're talking about something called the pandemic skit. And we tried filming this and it didn't go that well, so we're trying it again. But basically, the pandemic skit, I feel like if you know, you know. Obviously, we were in a pandemic for like 2 to 3 years. It was probably less than a year ago that things kind of started normalizing again. But I feel like a lot of people can relate to losing their youth to the pandemic or losing a certain very pivotal moment in their lives during the pandemic. So we're kind of just talking about how it affected us in different aspects of our life, socially, professionally, blah, 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 blah. So we're going to try this again. But yeah, that was much better than the first time already. So, okay.
Nice.
Cool.
So basically, we got this podcast idea from an article that I read from The Cut. It was talking about the whole pandemic skip idea. And basically features one woman through the entire article. And she talks about how she went to pandemic, I think, when she was 26 or 27. Then coming out of it, she hit her 30. And coming out of it, she thought she can just do the same things that she was doing at 27 with her friends, like going out or, you know, going on trips, you know, just living the same life, kind of restarting what was put on pause. But then she realized that it was very different. Like people around her were either like similar to her or they're on a completely different stage of life where they're like talking about kids, settling down, like freezing their eggs and stuff. And that's when she realized like she kind of had these like 2 to 3 years skipped in her life. So it's called a pandemic skip.
Oh, that's so much better. We're going. I guess we can talk about like in terms of whether we feel our age or, which is 25 for all of us, or we like feel the pre-pandemic, during pandemic age, which is roughly like 22, 23 age.
21, 22.
That's when we first started COVID, right? But during we were 22. So do we feel that age mentally or actually 25, which is our current age?
I think overall, I do feel 25, if not, I've already mentally prepared myself for 26. So sometimes I accidentally almost think that I'm 26. And to catch myself, I'm like, hold on a minute. I'm still in my quarter life crisis. I haven't passed it yet.
Yeah, I absolutely do not feel 22. What the fuck? Like, I absolutely feel my age now. This is like not a TLDR, but I feel like a lot of people might be able to say that COVID happened in an interesting stage in their lives. But I feel like COVID happened in a very interesting stage in our lives because it coincided with when we graduated college. And that's when the quote unquote real world life things happen, right? But that's also when the pandemic started for us. And to me, it's almost like I don't recognize myself pre-pandemic. Like I don't know her. She's almost like kind of embarrassing to me. Because like after you graduate, I feel like you enter a different stage in your life and the whole your prefrontal cortex develops and stops at like 25. And so I look back at even college me and I'm like, ugh, why did you think those things? Or like, why did you act that way? Like, I felt like it was natural. We're like we were in a very different stage of our lives, but I feel like I don't know her.
Do you have an example? What thoughts you had pre-pandemic where you're like, what the fuck now?
This is probably a bad example. It's not even a thought. It's like, I feel like I used to overshare all of my thoughts and emotions on like my Finsta. But then I feel like now nobody, or like I definitely don't use Finsta anymore because it's like I don't feel the need to share my thoughts. So sometimes when I have looked back to my Finsta stories, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you, I don't know. It's just like internal dialogues or internal thoughts. I'm like, I don't feel the need to share those things anymore. It's probably a really bad example, but it's just like one of those things that you look back and you're like, damn, you thought like that or you did that and you kind of cringe.
Well, first of all, I love going back to my Finsta because I think I'm so funny. Like, I think that's my true. I think I'm like so funny on my Finsta. But I'll just say, I feel like that is because you yourself, you said in the past that you just got less social and you've gotten much more private about things too. With that, obviously, when you're reflecting back on it, you're like, oh, why would I share such like these things? Like, it's quote unquote cringy to you now because you're perspective on like lifestyle is like has changed a lot, or on social media has changed a lot too.
Yeah, so no, I don't feel 21. I feel 25. What about you, Vicky?
I feel young. I don't feel 25. I think I feel 23 at most. There's days where I feel like 22, 21.
Well, in what aspect though?
In like, I'm in no rush in life. Like, I don't feel 25 in the terms that, like, I think we've said it before, where in our heads we have an expectation of what we would be like 25 going into 26. I don't have that expectation for myself. I think if I think too hard, then I'd be like, oh shit, like, people probably have the standard of themselves at 25, but I've never had that in my head, because the only milestones that I would set for myself growing up is success in my work. I never cared about like marriage, never cared about family, never cared about relationships at this age. I cared about where I would be at work. I think that makes me feel a lot younger. And so I'm just like, oh, I'm taking it as it comes.
In most aspects of my life, I do feel at 25, 26 and almost like in a rush to catch up to where I thought I would be. But in terms of socially, it's not that I still feel like I'm at 22 or 21, but I think it's just the same for me. Like, even without the pandemic, I think my social interactions or socially, I would still be the same. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I think I'm like on the same page as you, Vicky, where I don't feel old. I feel mature. Like, more mature now than I did, obviously, 3 years ago. But I don't feel old. Like, I'm sure when I was in college, so what, 18 through, like, 21, I always thought, oh, when I'm 25, I'm going to be at this stage of my life. And now that I am actually 25 and I'm like, we're still so young. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, why was I thinking that I was going to be, like, almost like a grown woman at that point, whether, like, I'm getting engaged or doing all these things, where now I'm like, 25 is so young. I don't think I feel as pressured as maybe Jam just mentioned of we're behind, because I still mm-hmm. feel that, especially with the pandemic, it's fine to feel like you're playing catch up, because it did take away 2 to 3 years of our lives, quote unquote.
I don't know why. I think I'm just still a little bit more, I guess, traditional in the terms of, like, I've always just envisioned to have my life sorted out in every aspect by the time I'm 30. And then after 30 and onto the rest of my life.
We're not 30.
I know, but like, I feel like there's different steps or different stages to get there, right? I feel like I'm still at the beginning stages in some aspect. It feels like I'm not where I should be to reach what I want, where I want to be when I'm 30.
Is that like in the mindset that you think once you reach 30, life kind of just stops there?
No, I was gonna say it's because after 30 is not that I think life stops there. It's where I see stability. It's like, that's when I am like financially stable. I don't have to think about or like track my expenses as much, or I just think of a certain lifestyle that I'll be living for the rest of my life, and it just continues like elevate from there. And it feels like I'm not getting there, and that's why I feel so rushed to like want to get there, to have the like stability that I want into like my 30s and later.
But why 30s?
I think that's just the traditional, like 30s just felt like a big age to like be quote unquote a full grown adult. I think I'm starting to be like better about the fact like, oh, the 30s could be a prime. And I think that is what the society is changing into, because we had a pandemic skip, but just the generation is different from like our parents, because for our parents, I feel like 30 was definitely like you have to get your life together. So I think I'm getting better wrapping my head around it, but I think I'm still just very so influenced by the more traditional kind of societal norms that like 30 is the basically like defining age too, that kind of sets the tone for like the rest of your life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So we do feel our age kind of, I guess.
I don't.
Oh, except for Vicky. Yeah,
I for sure do.
Better question is, do you like this fact that you feel your age, or do you not like the fact that you feel whatever you're feeling?
It's different. Like, the things I felt at 21 or 22 is very different from what I'm feeling now. Like, there's pros and cons. Like, I feel like at beginning of the pandemic, I felt so much more like carefree, or the way I thought of things was not as deep, and I don't think I was like as, not that I'm unhappy now, but I didn't have as many like unhappy thoughts. Versus now is sometimes like pre-period is really easy to be like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I don't want to be here, not in like a like depressive way, but it's just like the world sucks sometimes, and I'm like, I didn't have these thoughts pre-pandemic. Like, we always talk about how Sharon was more neutral, maybe Vicky was more on like the downside, I was more on the upside. But like, after pandemic and like reality hitting, like, I'm definitely more in the neutral ones now. It's not that I like it or I don't like it. I think it's just I've been struck by reality.
I like that I carry the, this makes me sound like I have so much knowledge and wisdom. I really don't. But what I carry in my brain now, as opposed to what I had even 2-3 years ago, I'm much more like confident and comfortable in my age right now. Like I don't want to go back in time. So that I'm really grateful of, because I don't like look back on my time and be like, oh, I wish I could go back kind of thing. I think I'm just acceptant that this is part of life. Like life jades us as we get older, unfortunately. So you're not as naive anymore. And instead of, I think 2 years ago, maybe I did fight that. But now I'm like, I think I've just accepted that that's part of life. And you, I don't know, it gets better. So yeah, I'm okay with my age.
I feel like I was you guys when I was in Korea. Like you guys coming to terms with the fact that like life jades you and like life sucks and all that. Like I think that was me in Korea. So now like I find ways to make that more acceptable. So I think that's why I feel young and almost like at peace with where I'm at now, because I accepted that fact and now I'm trying to make it more fun for myself, and I do more things that I'm like, oh, it makes me happy. I do things that like make life more bearable for myself, so then I'm very happy with like what I'm doing, where I'm at. The life that I have right now is what I envisioned for myself when I got a job.
Yeah, Jam, you're probably just realizing things, or like you started realizing things eventually.
I feel like you also experienced so much the last 2 years in terms of like, you always said that you grew up in a bubble and like had this life.
Oh my god, Vicky, I was really about to say that. I was like, oh, you know what? I think it's because I grew up in a bubble.
Yeah. And then like the last 2-3 years, you kind of put yourself out there and stepped out of that bubble. So then you're like, oh shit, like everything's just hitting you all at once. And you did so much the last 3 years.
Part of it is like I stepped up, but part of it, no, my bubble just got bursted.
Welcome to the realities of life.
But I think I am, when Vicky was like, oh, where I am now is like where she was in Korea, and then now she's kind of makes like the best of it, like tries to make the best of it. I feel like I'm kind of on the way there. Or I mean, I sound like, oh my god, I hate life right now, or life has done me so wrong, but it's like I'm still grateful for what I'm doing. Like I feel like I like have this new job opportunity that I have. Like I wouldn't have gotten it if I wasn't in LA, and I wouldn't have been in LA if it wasn't for the pandemic. So there's a lot of things that I am so grateful for, but I think it's like just the reality of hitting me, and I'm no longer that naive girl who lives like with so much optimism. Like, oh my god, life is so good.
Dude, it's like the 5 stages of grief kind of, but when it comes to life, I feel like you're just in the shock period, and then once you're out of that, you'll be like, okay, I've accepted it, I know how to navigate it, and now life is good. Maybe not the same as when I was super young, but it, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but women who have children, like their first pregnancy and first pregnancy and first child, they like mourn their previous life, because obviously when you become a mother, it's very different than when you're not a mother. And I feel like that's what we have experienced in various, like Vicky had it happen earlier, and then Jam has it happening in the past like year or so. But it's like you mourn your past life, and then you're sad and like you grieve about it because you know that you can never go back, and then you accept it, and then you cocoon butterfly from that moment on too. So like you're just kind of like mourning you're just in your grieving / shock / whatever era. Does this have anything to do with the pandemic? I don't really know. It sounds like we're just talking about growing up and going through stages of our 20s, but sure.
But it did happen in such an interesting time of our lives.
No, but I feel like without the pandemic, I would be a different person. I don't know, like negative or positive.
I feel like you would still be at Walmart.
I feel like without the pandemic, I'll still be in a bubble. I think reality have hit me some sort of ways, but for most part, I feel like I would still be like in a bubble, or like have that more like naiveness or the carefree that I like had 3 years ago. If we're talking about like different, you know, aspects of our life, like professionally, I definitely wouldn't have, I don't think I would have quit my job and like went to Korea. You know, I might have like went to another company, but I think I've stayed in that like corporate structure or corporate ladder, because I think the pandemic really fueled the idea of be like your own boss, or you are able to make it as a content creator. So without that, I wouldn't have quit my job, then I wouldn't have went on this like career exploration journey for the past 2 years and moving out to LA. So yeah, without the pandemic, like my professional career, I think would have came out really differently.
I think if we didn't have pandemic, people would be like how you said, Jan, that you would stay at your corporate job because you had the opportunity to do other things outside of your corporate job. But because of the pandemic, people were stuck only thinking about their job and not doing anything else. Like they couldn't hang out with friends. They couldn't take trips. Like even if they took PTO, you couldn't do anything but like stay in your house. So then so many people realized that they hate their jobs and quit and then pursued their own business and just ventured into a whole different life for them. Influencing and content creating blew up so much during pandemic because people were like, well, I wanted to figure out something else, film my progress, and then realize that they could make money off of that. And then being an influencer just popped off after that.
Since we're on the topics of jobs or professional stuff, I briefly mentioned how the pandemic kind of impacted my professional side, but what about you guys? Do you think it impacted your professional side in any way?
In a good way, not a bad way.
That's good.
Yeah. See, I'm always grateful for the pandemic because I would have never taken a year off to teach abroad. And I think that year off abroad really pushed me to pursuing graphic design, visual design. So I think pre-pandemic, I was very gung-ho about staying in UX, UI and making that work for me. But then because of the pandemic, I took the time to like, I had the time to work on other types of design and stuff. And then I ended up getting that one internship that was graphic design. And I realized I really liked it and the work that I did. And so then the whole year abroad, I just kind of worked on that, made me figure out that I liked that more and was more passionate about it. Or else I probably would have been stuck in UX UI right now and probably not like it as much.
I think I have like a love-hate relationship with pandemic because yeah, in a lot of ways it helped me, but I feel like in a lot of ways I don't know just because like it's what Jam said of like I'm a what if person. So I'm very curious about, well, what if the pandemic never happened? But my first year of the pandemic, 2020, and like at the end of 2020 when I started working, I like really loved my job and I loved that I was able to work from home. And well, I thrived during early stages of the pandemic. But then I feel like because I didn't get that interaction and maybe if I had to go into office, it would be very different. But I got to a point where I just hated my job, like Jam. So then I think we were both very like, well, we deserve better. And well, like the pandemic provides a very interesting opportunity for us. So we have flexibility to quit and blah, 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 figure it out. And then it all went downhill from there. So like, I don't really know. So now I feel like I'm playing catch up. Long story short, I don't know. Yes, Vicky.
Do you guys think that the pandemic sped up our midlife crisis?
Part of me feels like if I didn't have the pandemic, I wouldn't have a core life crisis.
But that would be something that maybe once you hit like 40s or 40, maybe not that late. Actually, I don't know if that's that late, but like you would start hating your job then because then you spent so many years doing this thing that potentially you don't like versus pandemic just blew that up in your face.
Maybe I'll hit like some sort of crisis down the line, but I meant specifically if it wasn't for the pandemic, I don't think I would hit the core life crisis.
I don't know. Like you would have just skipped it entirely and had a midlife crisis?
Or like maybe like in my 30 or something like that.
Oh, so yes, it did speed up your life crises.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's maybe. I think ultimately I would have been very dissatisfied with my first role eventually, but maybe with everything else that was going on at that time, probably did expedite it a little bit.
You think we'll recover?
Yeah.
I think I'm recovering.
I don't necessarily feel like we lost anything either, though.
I think so. I think I lost a couple years of my fun. I think I was fun my senior year and it could have carried like at least a little year longer, but then I just became a complete grandma. So
I feel like you'll get there again.
Okay. Thanks.
I think so. Like wanting to go out and wanting to do things.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm also recovering right now. Like if I get to a point where I can, then maybe.
Yeah. I feel like once you move out and live closer to friends, like how you did in Seattle, you would probably have more interactions and like enjoy certain parts of it more and want to do more.
All right. We talked about professional or COVID affecting us professionally. What about socially?
I mean, you guys know how I felt during the pandemic. I just felt like I was locked up and I had no interaction. So that was probably the toughest part of the pandemic for me, not being able to go out and hang out with people and see people.
But like, no, but like,
I don't know what else to say.
Do you think you're the same social meter wise now versus pre-pandemic, Jam?
I think my social meter is the same, but maybe because I'm so busy with work right now that I don't have as much of an inclination to go out of my way to make new friends versus kind of during the pandemic, I would go on Bumble to like make friends and stuff. But in terms of how social I can be or how often I'm hanging out with people, I don't think that's changed.
Interestingly enough, I feel like pandemic made me connect with people I never thought I would, one. And then it made me realize like being choosy with people in my life, I guess. I'm anti-social in the way that I don't go out of my way to like make new friends. I don't go out of my way to try to fit in with anybody. But I feel like I'm still open to having new friends and stuff. I just don't go out of my way. I think pandemic made me realize that I have good people in my life and I don't need to like really actively look for more if it happens.
Forgetting that the pandemic was basically 3 years though? Because I feel like at one point in the pandemic, Vicky was the most antisocial person ever.
When I first came back from Korea, I think that was like my most, right?
Yeah. I think pandemic impacted me the most socially, actually, for a fact, like completely. Because I used to think that I was a pretty well-spoken person and can hold up conversation and can navigate like awkward situations socially very well. In the past, I can't do that anymore. No, like, I've had some painful, awkward-ass interactions with people once I reintegrated into society. Like, I'm not, like, witty and I'm not quick on the spot anymore.
I think it's because you haven't had the opportunity to do it. It will come back once you socialize more. It's just if you want to.
Obviously, because we were stuck at home. And even when I moved out to Seattle, I was, like, going through my own shit. So I barely socialized with people outside of my friend group. I don't feel well-spoken anymore. I feel like I stutter. I feel like I don't know the English language very well anymore. Like, I'm not good with social interactions anymore. Like, maybe it's, yeah, I don't. And I'm just saying my social meter in general, I think the pandemic affected me socially the most.
Yeah, because you also live so far from everyone. So, like, you don't have the opportunity to go out.
Yeah, maybe it's because I've been, the whole job thing fucked me up also mentally, so that I'm sure that has a play in it too.
I think a lot of people got impacted the most socially. But okay, moving on from, I guess, socially, kind of did the pandemic affect your, like, I guess, relationship with friends or significant other, like just the way you view those kind of relationships pre-pandemic and post-pandemic?
It comes back to the what if thing. I think just when you graduate college, you naturally probably get distant from some of your friends, right? But then add the pandemic on top of it and me not being very good at keeping in touch with people in general. Like outside of us, I think that it probably expedited the process of like falling out of touch with a lot of people.
I think our friendship is the biggest thing that I got out of the pandemic. I'm not saying we weren't close before or anything, but because we had the time to make a podcast, I feel like it expedited our friendship. I feel like our friendship maybe is what you would get in like 10 years or something. But because of like the podcast and we talk about like all these different things, that it really expedited our friendship and we just got like very close. And I think that kind of changed also my security in friendships with other people too. It's just like I know what a good friendship is.
Well, I can always count on Jam to not forget about us. Yes. That. Plus one.
Cool.
I agree, Jam.
See, no, I was just so secure in us already that I automatically just like didn't even, I just like defaulted to everyone else.
I feel like pandemic taught me to reach out more. I don't know if it was a pandemic thing or post-college thing, but during college, it's like you're so close in proximity with everyone that you've ever befriended that you didn't have to think about checking in on them because you could just walk to them or be like grab a bite with them. But then, especially since I'm the personality type to never really reach out, like if you're close to me and we hang out, then we can talk and it's a good conversation. But it's very rare for me to text and be like, hey, we're not seeing each other anytime soon, but hope you're doing well. Like, I would never do that. But pandemic made me do that more often with certain people, or they would do it to me and it would make me feel like I should reach out too. And so I would do that more, and it carried over to even now.
I think another thing is, not that I wasn't down before, but if it was like too out of my way, I wouldn't. Or even if it's just like a little bit out of my way, I'm just kind of like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'll see them soon, or like there's always next time. But versus now, I think even if it takes like the extra effort to get somewhere, I'll still do it because I know it will always be a good time. So I think I value like the hangouts that I have with friends more often now too.
What about relationships?
Couldn't tell ya.
But do you like want more serious relationships versus you're like, oh, it's fine?
Yes.
Versus I feel like before pandemic, maybe we'd be, or you'd be more down for like, oh, let's have fun.
Yeah. I think partially it's just because it feels like I'm hitting 30 in like 4.5 years. And I think my mom's starting to get a little bit worried, like, why have you had a serious relationship in a while? So that makes me kind of worry, like, what's going on
here? Bro, you also have to consider that 4.5 years is a long time. So much can change. And also 30s is really young.
That's true.
Okay, but like, you know, I'd be more than fine to be in my last relationship right now if it works out.
Oh, bro, I can't. I think I'd much rather not be in my last relationship right now. That terrifies me.
I feel like that's so exciting. Like, oh my God, I could have a partner to do all these things with.
That terrifies me.
What do you mean by relationships of, like, affected through the pandemic? What does that mean? Because, like, I wasn't in a relationship beginning of the pandemic.
Well, do you feel like you're more eager to be settled down because now, like, we're later in our lives? Or do you feel like, oh, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If it happens, it happens. Or you're just like, eh. Like, I just want to play.
I don't think I've ever thought of the pandemic affecting me relationships-wise. I think it's just because it's what Jam said recently. It's like, I have so many concerns of my own that even in the pandemic, when you're thinking, oh my God, I'm not getting interaction because I can't go out. So, like, I need to find somebody that was never on my mind.
Okay, actually, you know, the pandemic skip, I think, did affect it because I definitely would have been, I think, like, if I had the chance while in the Bay, I'll like gone out on more dates, or you know, just been more, I think, true. Been more active maybe in like talking to people.
Do you ever think like, oh my God, pandemic, I was stuck at home for basically basically 2 years. I could have potentially found someone in those 2 years had it not been for the pandemic.
I didn't think of that until I started speaking like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, see, I was gonna say I'm the complete opposite of Jam, where whether I was stuck at home during the pandemic for 2 years or not, I wouldn't have put myself out there. So it's like really irrelevant to me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the next question is, are you glad that the pandemic happened when it did, or upset that it happened when it did?
I think I'm very grateful that it happened when it happened, because one, can you imagine a pandemic happening while you're actually in college and you're doing college from home for 3 years when you're supposed to be living out the best years of your life? Absolutely not. Oh my God, I'll be so upset. So sad, knowing the college experience that I had. And even in high school too, like, I can't imagine studying for SAT. No. And I'm grateful that it happened when it happened, because I also can't imagine having to have gone into work 5 days a week every single day out of my college experience. So I'm glad that it was able to like work from home and figure things out after college, because everyone was forced to be home and figure things out. I think I'm very grateful for when it happened.
I'm also on the same page. I think at first I was very much like, I hate it. Like, why is it happening? Like, everything is so shitty. But now that I'm able to step out of those really negative feelings and do a reflection, I also agree that I'm glad it happened in the 3 years of my life that it happened versus any other years of my life.
Yeah, I feel like throughout the whole podcast I've said I was very grateful for the pandemic. So I am very happy it happened when it happened.
I think Vicky thrived from the pandemic.
Yeah. I think I figured out in fourth year that I was already introverted. So this really put me into that space of being hella comfortable. And I'm also like so grateful that it gave me the opportunity to Korea. I would have never done that. If it was just that alone, I would have been grateful for the pandemic. Like, everything else just kind of fell under that.
I'm just glad that it happened, that it didn't happen any earlier. I'm okay with it happening later, but not earlier.
I'm just glad it happened exactly when it happened. Because, I mean, I didn't have to experience any Zoom classes because I graduated quarter early. So to me, my college experience was never
incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete.
I thrived in 2020. Everything shit hit the ceiling like the year after, but 2020, it's so fun.
So we're all grateful for the panini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our episode on the pandemic, Skip. Overall, we're pretty grateful for it. If anything, Vicky thrived off from the pandemic. Let us know if you experienced it and how you feel about it, whether it's positive or negative. And we'll see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.